We have got so many people trying to get in this morning for Ask Alex. Adele's boyfriend has a baby pact with an ex-girlfriend, and she wants him to keep his word. Adele doesn't, but the girl does. 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex show on our Twitter and Instagram. Live the web, girl.
Ashley says, hello. It's called a sperm bank. I keep a deal on I'll pick up milk, not I'll give you a baby.
I think she meant to say hello.
Yeah, I think you misread that one right there.
Hello's about Adele.
Whoopsie, sorry about that.
Hello.
Hello. Let's go to Leanne or Lan or Lan or whatever. What's up?
Jeez.
Hi, it's Leanne.
That's what I said.
Good grief, Joe.
I'm sorry, I need some coffee. What do you think about this?
Well, honestly, I think that she needs to talk to this ex-girlfriend and see if this baby tech thing is actually a real thing, because what it sounds like is either he, she, or both of them are trying to come up with an excuse to roll around in his sack.
Ooh.
And just in case she gets pregnant, he can say, oh, no, babe, remember we talked about this. This is what you wanted.
Ooh, okay. All right. I appreciate that. 317-239-1009. Let's talk to Josh this morning on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up, Josh?
Hey, guys. Nobody's really thinking about the repercussions of this said baby, you know what I mean? Everything aside, I mean, she's going to have to lie and say that, you know, some other total stranger is the dad. Or, you know, just tell this poor kid that, you know, he was just part of some packed deal that they made, you know, back when they were kids. I mean, you know, I think that that's going to have a big effect on it, you know.
Josh, I think
you want to, you know.
I think you're the first, like, reasonable caller this morning. I can actually see your perspective right there.
Totally.
I think that's a decent point to bring up right there.
You know, I wouldn't want to, you know, grow up being all, like, awesome little stranger, but, you know, either the case, I mean, either that, or, you know, say the dude wants to be in the kid's life, you know, or he doesn't, you know, he's still going to pay child support on it.
No, that's true. We don't know the whole thing about Adele, but maybe she's financially able to carry on right there. Let's go to Christy on line number four. Christy, what did you want to say about this? Hey, good morning.
Well, I have a question for you, Joe. So you want to say he's an honorable man for keeping the pact, right?
I think for most times, yes. If you make a deal, you should keep your word.
So my question is, does any honorable man walk away from a child, whether or not the woman wants them in the life, like in the child's life? Like, I don't think an honorable man would have a child and be okay with not being a part of his wife, because just like Josh just said, you know, a child's going to need both, you know, parents, whether they're together or not. But I don't think you want to say he's honorable for keeping the pact.
I get what you're saying, but Christy, I get you. But I think that the man needs to be there, like, if that's what she wants. But I brought up, maybe you missed at the very beginning of Ask Alex. I know a guy that donated his sperm to a good girlfriend of his because she wanted to at least, you know, be from somebody that she knew. He's not really involved in the baby's life, but she's still able to have a child and all that. She's a little bit older.
Yeah.
I don't think that guy's a dirtbag dad. I get you're saying he's not there.
No, I don't either. But is he honorable?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you want to throw honorable. I mean, that's a pretty, like, when I think of honorable, I think of, like, you know, our servicemen. I think of my grandfather that never, you know, broke a promise.
I'm not saying this guy's a true American hero. Like, no, those are two different things, Chrissy. Of course not. I think men and women that serve and protect are on a whole nother level. But I'm saying, as far as it's honorable to keep your word. You know what I mean? Like, if you say you're going to do something, you should do it.
Well, I don't disagree, except for when it's to the detriment of another human being. So the person that you're with or the child.
Okay,
you
Christy.
Know, I can see that. Yep.
Well,
Good luck.
I appreciate your call. Thank you. Well, it's not me. I'm not getting anybody pregnant.
We're not going to be able to take any more calls now, but if you go to Facebook, Radio Now 100.9, you can comment. And just to wrap this up, I feel like I should read a comment from a hater.
Ooh, we got plenty of those lately. Did they downgrade our Facebook review number or what?
Not yet. Not this. I'm sure it's coming.
God.
But I'm going to read this exactly how it's written. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Time to Aaron. Adele is full of crap. Calling in for attention and the show host are worst radio people I have ever heard. How do you have a job? From Aaron. Thank you, Aaron, for that. I commented, we're playing the world's smallest violin for you, Aaron, with a gif of Mr. Krabs playing the world's smallest violin. You can go like that. Like the crap out of it. Love it. Facebook, Radio Now 100.9. Show your support for the Joe Now Show. Woo! Worst radio host ever.
Can people do this too? Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook. Go there and, like, you can rate the station from a 1 to a 5. give it an honest review, like what you think about the show and the station, and then give it a number 1 to 5. And read, don't say what it is, but read some of the comments from past reviews the past 2 weeks. Oh my God. People have been hating. So
Hater
bad.
Alert. Hater alert.